Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we want to thank you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness towards us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your daily provision. And we say glory be unto your holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your word that have gone forth. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that we have heard. And we say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We commit today's session into your hands and pray, Lord, that you speak to us individually and collectively. And let your name and only your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you, especially to today's edition of Commanding Your Day. I thank God for your life. The Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, "It Will Restore Your Health." The Almighty God will totally restore your health in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Maybe you have been experiencing a situation whereby today it is good, tomorrow you are ill. The Almighty God is telling you, my dear brothers and sisters, that I will heal you. It will restore your health. The Bible text for today is from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 30, I'm reading from verse 17 to 22. The Bible says, Jeremiah 30, 17 to 22. Say, "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord." It's the Lord that is saying it, and His word is yea and amen. That which He has said concerning you will come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He said, "Because they have called you an outcast, it is Zion for whom no one cares." People may say no one cares, but I want you to know that God cares about you. He cares about you. Verse 18 says, "Thus says the Lord, behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tent of Jacob, and I have compassion on his dwelling. The city shall be rebuilt on its mold, and the palace shall stand where it used to be. Out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving, and the voices of those who celebrate. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will make them honored, and they shall not be small." You will be honored, you will not be small. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord will expand your course. You will spread to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Their children, verse 20 says, "Their children shall be as they were of old, and their congregation shall be established before me. I will punish all who oppress them." The Lord will punish all your oppressors in the name of our Lord Jesus. Every bloodsucker that is after you, the Lord will feed them with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as a sweet wine in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 21 says, "The prince shall be one of them. Their ruler shall come out from their midst, and I will make him draw near. He shall approach me, for who would dare of himself to approach me, declares the Lord. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Indeed, He is our God." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God is telling you and I that indeed He will heal us. He will restore our health in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that is not of God in your body, the blood of Jesus will wash them away. He has promised us that he will take away the diseases of the Egyptians from us, and that which he has said shall come to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Even as you are hearing me right now, that thing that you cannot do before, begin to do it and see the God as I serve performing his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Your situation will not be impossible with this God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We say with men it can be said to be hard, but with God nothing is impossible. So shall it be, your situation will not be impossible with him. In the name of our Lord Jesus, it will perfect that which concerns you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord will not only restore your health, but will bring prosperity in your way. It tells us in that same Jeremiah 33, reading from verse 6 to 7, he said, "Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security." The Lord will reveal unto you abundance of prosperity. You will swim in prosperity in the name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will secure you. He will secure you from every attack of the enemy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 7 says, "I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel and rebuild them as they were at first." The Almighty God will bring forth total restoration. That which you have lost, the opportunity you have lost, the Lord will give you a second chance. The God of second chance, he will remember you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that which you have lost through carelessness, through the activities of the enemy, the Almighty God will show you his mercy. And by his mercy, he will restore unto you that which you have lost in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You might have been wounded during the work of God. Brothers and sisters, I say, do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. God has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten you. He tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:58, say, "Therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." You will not serve him in vain. Whatever wound that you have been able to get as a result of doing the work of God, the Almighty God will touch you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will remove that wound in the name of our Lord Jesus. Do not lose hope. Continue to trust in him. Continue to do the work of God. And indeed, the Almighty God, who is a rewarder of all who diligently seek him, he will reward you. He will reward you abundantly, beyond measure, beyond your widest imagination, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I want you to be rest assured that indeed the Almighty God, who is a compassionate God, he will show you his compassion in the mighty name of Jesus. Because why? God knows what you are going through. He knows what you are going through. And that is why he tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, say, "Cast all your anxiety on him." Because why? He cares for you. He cares for you. So all your anxiety, all your troubles, all your pains, all your frustration, bring it unto the Lord. Bring it unto him. He knows what you are going through. And indeed, the Almighty God will help you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I also want you to know that be ready to sing a new song of thanksgiving. The Lord will fill your mouth with song of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall be victorious over every plans of the enemy. Whoever dig the pit for you, they will fall into their own pit. They will fall into their own net in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 40 verse 3, he said, "He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." The Lord will put a new song in your mouth, song of joy, song of victory, song of fulfillment in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will sing a song of thanksgiving because God is performing his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I want you to know that you are destined to overcome. God has already destined you to overcome those challenges that you are facing. The Almighty God will level all the mountain that is standing before you. Every valley shall be exalted in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He tells us in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, he says, for everyone who has been born of God overcome the world. You have been born of God. You have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. That makes you an overcomer. He says, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that faith makes you an overcomer. And indeed, you will overcome in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every line of limitation that the enemy have drawn for you, the Almighty God will wipe them away in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. No more barrier. Every barrier against your destiny, against your progress, they are hereby removed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So brothers and sisters, be ready to celebrate and be celebrated. Just as it was in the case of Obed-Edom, the book of 2 Samuel, reading from chapter 6, verse 11 to 12, say the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months, just 3 months. And the Lord bless Obed-Edom and all his household. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless the entire household in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. No more frustration, no more failure, no more disappointment. Why? Because the ark of God tabernacle in your home in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So make your home a place where God dwells. Make it so. Make your body the dwelling of the Spirit of the living God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will perform his wonders in your life. He will heal you. He will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 12 says, and it was told King David, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David rejoicing. Even the king was jealous of just a commoner. Why? Because God was performing his wonders in his life. Brothers and sisters, the Lord will perform wonders in your life. He will turn you into a wonder in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I want you to know that in as much as God is tabernacle in your family, whenever you cry unto him, the Lord will answer you. He tells us in Psalm 34 verse 17, he says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears them and deliver them out of their troubles. The Lord will hear you. The Lord will deliver you out of all your troubles, known and unknown troubles. He will deliver you from known and unknown enemies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will shine his light upon you. His countenance will be upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Inasmuch as you have a relationship with this God, be rest assured that he will grant you the desires of your heart. It tells us in Psalm 37 verse 4. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he give you the desires of your heart. So what are you desiring for? The Almighty God is more than capable to give you those desires. But there is a condition there in the text we have just read. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Be somebody who spend quality time in the presence of the Lord. Be somebody who goes about telling people about the goodness of God. Be somebody who study the word of God. As you continue to do the work of God, the Almighty God will grant you your heart's desire. He has made those promises, and the promise shall come to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The word of God will not be a mirage to you in the name of Jesus. So I'm giving you the opportunity today, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, for you to do so right now. Do not procrastinate. Do so right now. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and as my Savior. And it's you and you I will serve all the days of my life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins, Lord, and let them never go back to their sinful life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For every one of you that have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will visit you specially He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will protect you. He will perfect that which concerns you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.